This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. The weekly boxed beef and feeder cow report was recently released. Ed Zerwin of USDA Market News has the weekly boxed beef trade recap for the week ending June 16th.
That daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 221.59, which was $4.62 lower compared to the previous Friday. And the daily choice rib primal, which is the main driving force for the grilling rally, it finished the week on Friday $8 lower at $3.76. But last year it dropped $3 and was still $4.33, which kept that choice cut up at $2.49. However, last year the daily choice cutout dropped over $25 the last 2 weeks of June on the heels of that daily choice rib primal that dropped all about $90 during those 2 weeks. And there were 606 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 9% of the total sales. And the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the daily spot cutout, it was $217.86, and that was $2.98 lower for the week. And there was 6,719 total loads sold for the week, which was 160 loads higher than the previous week. And the out-front sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were 1,444 loads, and that was 185 loads higher than the previous week. And the exports, as reported on this box beef report, were 1,173 loads, and that was 284 loads higher compared to the previous week, and it was about 17% of the total sales. So very good numbers. And the formula sales, they were 3,315 loads, and that was 79 loads lower than last week, and still about 49% of the total loads sold for the week. And taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice chuck and round primals were 3 to 4 lower again this week. And the weekly average choice rib primal was 13 lower, starting the big annual drop, but the loin primal was still 3 higher. And the cow meat prices improved after the previous week's big drop. The daily cow cutout ended the week 85 cents higher at 176.21, and those 90% trimmings were $2.01 higher at 222.01 on Friday compared to the previous Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending June 9th. It showed 22,675 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 2,000 metric tons higher than the previous week. And year-to-date, the total was 5% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries' year-to-date volume, Australia was 1% higher, Canada was 8% higher, New Zealand was 12% higher, and Mexico was 4% higher.
Ed Zerwin of USDA Market News brings a weekly feedlot and finished cattle trade recap for the week ending June 16th.
The feedlot cattle trades dropped down $3 to $4, along with a very big drop in cash sales volume that was less than half of last week. And the five area formula sales volume totaled 234,000, which was about 10,000 lower than the previous week. And the five area total cash steer and heifer volume was 51,342 head compared to about 116,000 head the previous week. And the national cash sales this week included 22,600 head of 15 to 30 day delivery, which was up just 1,000 head from the previous week. And the nationally reported forward contract cattle harvest was about 44,000 head, and the packers have about 235,000 head of forward contracts available for June. And now looking at the prices, The weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area region was $111.28, and that was $3.38 lower for the week. And the weighted average cash dress steer price for the five area region was $177.55, and that was $5.20 lower. And the five area weighted average formula price was $182.23, and that was $2.43 higher than the previous week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was 654,000 head, compared to 639,000 head the same week last year. And the current year-to-date total is about 440,000 head higher than last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending June 2nd, it was 851 pounds, and that was 3 pounds heavier than the previous week, but that compared to 847 pounds the same week last year. And last year it started the big annual increase and jumped 9 pounds last year. And the choice select spread was 18.86 on Friday, compared to $23 the previous week and a $30 spread last year.
This week is the Macoupin County Fair. Come on out to the fairgrounds to enjoy carnival rides, corn dogs, and local agriculture. The Junior Livestock Auction is on Thursday and will start at 6:30 p.m. Jersey County Fair will start on July 9th with the Master Showmanship Competition on Sunday, June 8th. That's all the time we have on your farm show this morning. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.